Update is brought to you by Ralph. Volkswagen Ralph VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Ralph VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Starting in the NFL, the Eagles beat the Cowboys 24-20 to open up the season. Week one continues tonight with the Chiefs and Chargers playing in Brazil. The Dolphins will open up their season on Sunday on the road in Indianapolis. Over to the Canes will host Bethune-Cookman tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 7 from Hard Rock. The game can be heard here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And the Marlins will begin a three-game series with the Phillies tonight. The first pitch is at 7:10 from Lone Depot Park. The Joe Rose Show continues now. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. And joining us this morning is Robert Bailey, president of Rosenhaus Sports, former member of the University of Miami football team. You got to be a little fired up about what just happened with Notre Dame and Miami.
Yeah, super excited. Guys, it's great to be on the phone with you, Joe. You're a legend in this community, and it's an honor to be on the phone. But yeah, I was, as a former Cane, anytime we got a good win, I'm extremely excited. But to beat Notre Dame at home, you know, that's special to me. I was texting with Todd Light, a former Golden Domer who I played in the NFL with, and we were, you know, every play we were texting each other. It was a lot of fun.
So
Mario has a great product.
Yeah. Hey, I always wonder this, as a guy's been through it all with the University of Miami and a heck of a player, I always wonder, so if I said number one rival for you, would it be Florida State or Notre Dame? If you could play them and just at a different level, you really, really look forward to that game, who would it be?
I would say it's always Florida State. That will never change. Florida hasn't been in our, you know, we don't play them enough to where I would even think it's a rival. Notre Dame became a rival. It's the whole, you know, convict versus Catholic deal that they became a rival.
You know, that makes you a convict, man.
yeah. There's nothing like that in-state rivalry that we have.
Yeah.
With Florida State and the guys that we know them. They played in the same community growing up, and all the kids know each other. They play on the same 7-on-7. So, yeah, I think that's the team that I would consider. That's the team that I would consider, you know, the biggest rivalry.
Robert, at being president of Rosenhaus Sports, my gosh, man, your job, it was one thing when you guys just represent as many players. I know it's way over 100 players in the NFL. But it's another when all of a sudden the NCAA says, hey, by the way, all you agents in the NFL, you guys can be in the marketing business, in the NIL business, which I still have people go, why are those professional agents in that? They should not. And I go, no. This is all professional football now. So what adjustment has that been for you guys now that we're seeing athletes make so much money? And then I see your name on a lot of them around the country.
Well, you know, it, to me, as a former player, I love it. I love anything that gives the athlete, a better opportunity, more, you know, economically is better, financially is better. The only thing about the system is really you start out based on how, you know, what your value is coming out of high school.
Yeah.
And you know how high school is. Some guys are stars in their community to get to college and they're not stars. And
right.
Some guys are not stars in their community, and they get to college and they become a star. And then it's also, you know, colleges are paying NIL for guys coming out of high school based on, you know, how many other schools are recruiting them, and they're just trying to outbid the other. And then when you get there, you know, at some point it gets adjusted whether you did well or not. But I love it. I think guys, you know, it just shows how much the NCAA was making over the years. You know, when I went to school, they were giving me $800 a month to eat dinner at night and sometimes lunch. And that was for the entire month, $800. So it was tough. We ate a lot of burgers.
Yeah, they were trying to sell you on that scholarship. That scholarship's enough. It's expensive at that school. Yeah, I know.
Back then it was $28,000. Yeah. So if you do the $28,000, if you do the math plus the $800 a month,
yeah,
it comes out to be, you know, a little less than $38,000 for the entire year.
Yeah. Hey, so let me ask you. So the transfer portal, basically you're a free agent every year, as you know, with the two windows they have right now on this transfer portal. Do you like it? I know it's kind of more than almost the NIL money, because once the season starts, nobody's really talking about the money, or not that much, but guys bouncing in and out. What are your thoughts on overall about the transfer portal?
I like anything that gives the player freedom. You know, the coaches have freedom to leave whenever they want to leave. I think the players should have the same. So that, I, you know, for me, anything that allows the players to have a better opportunity somewhere, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes they go somewhere and they right. don't play.
But, that's true.
But it's just an option. At least they have the option. So I think it's better in that regard.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. So as far as the NFL goes, we've seen it change since you played, since I played, and, you know, one doctor for the whole body and everything else to where you are now with specialists. And if you don't like specialists on the team, your players that and the team they're playing for, they can now go anywhere they want and stuff. Do you like the way the medical stuff's being handled around the NFL? It looks like they're on top of stuff for the most part.
Yeah, I love it. I love the way the guys are being protected. I love the way, you know, you can get a second opinion. They push it. They, in the past, they didn't really want it, but now it's being pushed. Guys get second opinions, and they're really looking out for the guys. You know, concussion protocol, going to the tent, you know, was nothing like that when I played, but I love it.
Hey, so you guys, I always wonder, you guys got to be at games. I see you guys. I see Drew. I see him at different games and different nights, and he's flying around. You're flying around. You guys, the whole team is hitting stuff. You're at college games. How do you go about that? What do you end up doing? Hiring more people to get to everything? Because let's be honest, man, these players want to see their agents around. It's a different world than when we were making $50,000 a year and the guy signed a contract, we didn't talk to him again.
Yeah, you know, we got it. Great staff at Rosenau Sports. So these guys are all good people, and we go to, you know, a lot of games, you know, Saturday college games, Sunday NFL games. You know, you just got to recruit the right guys, recruit the right people, and hopefully, you know, everything always works out. We've been doing it a long time, so we got a good system.
Yeah, man, you have been doing it a long, long time. And, hey, I want to get into your event because what you've been through and what you put together, man, the third annual 5K run and walk. It's at Barry University, Sunday, September 14th, and it's for an unbelievable cause. I want everybody to go to kennedyskids.org and click on the events, register. Use ROSE10 for 10% off registration fees. But can you talk a little bit about what you've been through and how important this event is to you?
Well, you know, it's extremely important. It's, you know, it's about my daughter. You know, I lost my daughter 2 years ago, and, you know, we're just trying to raise money for the foundation. And so, you know, it's about helping kids in the community with their mental health and suicide ideation. We have partnerships with Nicholas Children's Hospital, and we're doing a lot of great things in the community, and we really appreciate the community to come out for our events. Our 5K is at Barry University, September 14th at 7 a.m. So please come on out and enjoy. We'll have a great run and a lot of food and a lot of cowbells and a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, and if you can't run like you used to, just walk it. It's not a problem. And I got to thank Amaranth Bank, man, Orly and those guys over there. They've been fantastic in our community. So I wanted to thank those guys on your behalf, too, for everything that they do. So what's the best way for everybody to get connected to this thing in a couple of Sundays from now?
Yeah, you know, kennedykids.org. Go on there, click on the events tab. It'll take you right to the event. You could also go to our IG, which is Foundation Kennedy Kids. Sign, you know, click the link there to sign up. In the bio, it's going to be a lot of fun, Joe. We'll probably have about 500 runners out there.
All right.
Maybe more.
Robert, thank you, man. Always great talking to you. You've always been a class act, and I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you, bud.
Thanks for the support, Joe. You guys have always supported. I love you guys, man. And Joe, I appreciate you. You know, just want to take this time and tell you how great you are in the community, how great you've been for sports in Miami, in particular, you know, NFL football, college football. Really appreciate you, and thank you for everything you've done.
All right. Hey, Robert, am I going to see you at a high school football game? You're not going to high school football games on Friday night, are you?
I don't go to high school football games, but I do. Every now and then, if it's a good one, I'll go.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking about, how you explained that one to your wife. All right. Anyway, hey, Robert, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Later, okay. Guys.
Robert Bailey, president of Rosenhaus Sports, and got this event going on. And man, he's been through some stuff there. And in the last couple of years, had a chance to meet his family and stuff at the last one last year. All right, hey, we've got a lot more to get to. We're going right over to Larry Bluestein. Speaking of high school football, that was kind of a teaser. If you're wondering why I hit him with the high school football thing, although they do, like all these high school kids now. They know what they're worth, man. They all know what they're worth. We got a lot with Larry Bluestein. We're going to have that coming up in just a moment here. But first, before we talk to Blue this morning for our high school football, including a couple of big-time football games tonight, I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED, low T, nobody wants to mess with it. It's real. It's a problem. And nobody should be going through this, not when you have Atlantic Men's Clinic. I was just talking about it to you, and I want to let you know that this could be the weekend for you. This could be the weekend that you're going through it and you realize, damn, I'm tired again. I got low T, sitting here on the couch, ate way too much food, trying to figure out why I can't fit in these pants anymore. I've gained 20. You lose your energy level. You eat the same amount of food. You can figure it out. You're going to gain weight. If you're not active like you used to walk more, used to be more active, used to be out on your feet more, and now all of a sudden all you are is tired. No energy to do anything. And your sex drive, that is no shot. Used to be hit and miss. Now it's just miss, if you know what I mean. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic this weekend. Actually, today. They're close on the weekend. Probably going, why are you talking about the weekend? You'll feel good on the weekends once you go. I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. I did, and it works. It's unbelievable. You get the T, the PSA test, if medically advised, a test dose. And then on top of all that stuff, I just want to let you know, with 7 locations in South Florida, you have one close to you, brand new one in Hollywood. Hey, they do all the testing. You meet with their professionals. They put together a plan. And people always ask, how long before it kicks in? Real fast. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. If it's something you've been thinking about, now's the time to get to Atlantic Men's Clinic.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to him. Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school sports insider here on WQAM as Blue. Tonight we get one that I think every year, I'm not saying it's the number one game, but it's right there at the top. Chaminade at American Heritage Plantation. I'm just going to jump right into it before we get into last week and everything else. One of the top running backs against one of the top quarterbacks in the country. What's going to happen in this one?
Yeah. Well, good morning, Joe. Yeah. This is one of those games. It's become kind of, something. It's still not much of a rivalry because Heritage kind of dominates still, but Chaminade is kind of making up a little bit of a ground. These are two different type of teams. Both of them are very thin in talent. They're not deep teams. They're good. Chaminade obviously is not a national power this year. They're a state power. They just don't have the depth as we saw against St. Francis Academy to go, head to head with those big boys yet. But they're still, this is a big game for them. I mean, it means nothing other than just rankings. It's but Heritage has had the week off since they came from behind, 28 down against St. Joe's of Pennsylvania. So it's going to be one of those big time games, and it's going to be, last team with the ball. And both of them, as you said, Diabel as a quarterback is going to be, has shown that he's as good as, you get, and you know, not just locally and statewide, but nationally as well. And yeah, so I, you know, and I think with the kid Derek Cooper, who ironically both of them are headed to Texas, so that's a pretty good you know, thing from the state of Florida. But yeah, I imagine it's going to be a really, really good down to the, you know, four quarter type of game.
Hey, bouncing ahead. Somebody asked me this question. I thought it was a great question. We got two great running backs. I know everybody's talked about one at West Boca and, yes, and one at Chaminade. Both right up there for you, as good a running backs as there is, or is there some other guys, or just how good are those two?
Yeah, they're definitely elite national type of backs, and had an opportunity to watch them head-to-head, you know, in the kickoff classic. And in fact, I'll be headed up to West Boca Raton tonight to watch them play against Bergen Catholic.
Yeah, good
powers.
Game. What a good game.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I know a lot of the people in Palm Beach have been listening to our show every week, you know, on 104.3. So I'm excited for both of those running backs. As I said, you have one going to Miami who's, as you can see, is going to fit in really well. So it's, yeah. You know, and not only that, you have St. Thomas and Columbus, a game that I think should be played every single year. I don't care, you know, what the deal is.
Get the Priest together, man. Get the Priest together, yeah, on that one. Let's get that done. But one thing about Priest, they love sports, man. My Priest, Father Ed at Bonaventure, that man loves sports. He's probably listening right now. Probably still bummed out about Notre Dame. But, no, St. Thomas Aquinas and Columbus St. Thomas got another really good team, obviously. How's Columbus? And they have a chance at Tropical Park with this game.
As well coaches you're going to get, really. I mean, you know, they had no reason last year coming within 6 points to go in the state, but Coach Dave Dunn and his staff, just great. And they'll make it a game because they just got back from playing up in Maryland last week. They played Our Lady of Good Counsel, only lost 14-7 with a team that's pretty good. And but Dave Dunn and his staff have done a tremendous job, and certainly that's going to be an entertaining game. I was there last night for Southridge and Miami Palmetto. Don't sleep on Southridge, guys, because I think that the Spartans are back.
Wow.
Maybe not to the Donnie Sullinger days, but they're right there. You know, they're knocking on the door, and certainly got some really, really good programs. I had a chance to see Central last week.
I was going to ask you against Edison. Boy, did they put it on them after a few delays there. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Well, as they said, the rumors of our demise are greatly exaggerated, and they are, because they're going to be a team to keep an eye on. It's going to come down to the Northwestern game twice. They'll play in the regular season, you know, in a few weeks, and then obviously in the playoffs. But Central, you know what, they may not be the deepest team, but I'll tell you, their frontline kids are really good. You know, they're well coached again. And yeah, as you keep an eye on them as the playoffs, start down the season. I think Norland showed last week that they rebounded. Cause you look at Norland, they're kind of a fickle type of team because of the fact that they had, you know, a lead at Lake Mary, and then they blew it.
Had the team.
Last week I saw them against Carroll City. They play South Dade tonight, and then next week they got a game against Northwestern. So their hands are full. I think the team really that's going to surprise a lot of people, and their schedule may not be as good as a lot of them, but I think Dillard goes unbeaten. I think they go 10-0. I don't see anybody in their way. You know, obviously you got the Ely game, which is a classic, you know, Coach Demetrius has done a tremendous job with that program, and I think that they're in line. And remember, they're in 4A, and that's the same classification that New Orleans in, that Heritage is in, and Archbishop McCarthy, who moved to 3-0 last night with another win. They beat St. Brendan, and that's another program that is kind of filling their way through. So, and don't keep Bryce Harris out of the mix, because I think that the Matter Academy, Joe, is going to be one of those teams to keep an eye on. They've got a opportunity to win that district and, do something in the playoffs, and they're going to continue to build.
He's going to get some kids going to that school. They're going to follow him. No question about it.
No doubt.
He's that kind of coach. I totally agree. And the fact that he still loves coaching so much really says a lot about him and his kids. No question.
Yep.
Hey, I do want to go to Palm Beach for just a second and ask you, West Boca, the best team up there right now. Anybody close to them?
No, I don't think so. There's a little gap in between. You know, Atlantic's good. You know, Coach Murray's done a tremendous job. We already saw Palm Beach Central was one of those teams that everybody was talking about at the end of the year. And last week, West Boca beat them by like 40 points.
Wow.
So, yeah. West Boca's the deal. You know, you can't say enough of the job that Coach Potts has done. He's got talent. And like I said, he's going up against a really good football team tonight. Bergen Catholic, you know, year in and year out, has put out some tremendous football talent. And last week, they opened up against East St. Louis, a nationally rated team, and beat them. So, yeah. I mean, there's just outstanding football in Palm Beach County. We know. And even I got a shout out to the people in Vero Beach because they listen to us as well. And they hear this segment and they called up last week and said, hey, listen, when you're talking about some of the teams, mention us. Oh, well, they got a chance to be 3-0 this evening. And
wow, good for them. Nice story up there.
They've done a great job. Yeah, they have. And, you know, and certainly a lot more teams, a lot more players are listening to our show before they get into school on Friday, and also our show every Monday night. And a lot of, you know, Joe, every single week we're going to have a great game, great matchups. As I mentioned, Northwestern, New Orleans coming up, you got Central coming up. St. Thomas is, you know, you can't say enough. You know, they figured it out, and you and I talked about this, that if you're going to be nationally rated, you got to take on all comers. And I think that Columbus has done that. Columbus will be playing Northwestern in a couple of weeks. So everybody wants to play everybody to just show that they belong. And everybody, you know, especially, you know, they can make all they want about all our local teams, you know, not winning against the out-of-state teams. But look at the competition. I mean, Matter Day probably is one of the best teams in the country over the last decade, and St. Thomas came within three. You know, we showed St. Joseph's. Here's a heritage team that came from 28 down to win the game. Northwestern played against an Orange Lutheran team that's in that same, you know, conference, that Trinity League.
That Southern California is loaded with, listen, 25 million people in that little area. So
yeah, no doubt. And they go to four schools.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Hey, before I just had a couple more things, because I've been hearing more from Palm Beach too. And it's great to have everybody from Palm Beach with our signal now and being able to reach up there at 104.3 FM for everybody. But I did want to ask you, besides West Boca, it looks like they are the real deal. Who do you have like second and third? Who would be on your 2 and 3 list up there right now as best teams in Palm Beach heading north?
Yeah, another fan of your show, Jack Daniels at Cardinal Newman.
That's my man.
Yeah, whenever I talk about Chaminade, he gets a little upset because they're in the same region. You know, they have to go through them to win state. But he's got a really nice team. They played out of state last week. You know, a team from out of state last week, a really, really good team. Roman Catholic from Philadelphia, which is in the same, you know, conference as St. Joseph's is. So they're there. Atlantic, Delray Atlantic. Coach Murray's done a tremendous job. I think he's one of the teams. And those are the top teams. You got a couple of others, and I want, you know, we'll spotlight them every week. You know, and I just wanted to let them know that we're not, you know, you're not out of our, you know, area. And obviously Dayton Broward get most of the national coverage, but we're going to keep Palm Beach in the loop. And tonight, as I said, we'll be out at West Boca. And I
can't wait to hear about that, man. I'll probably give you a call later tonight. Yeah, before I hit the road tomorrow for the Colts game. But yeah, I'm really curious. I'm going to try to get up to a West Boca game. I do want to see him. Everybody's been raving about him and said, you got to see this running back. So, hey, listen, hopefully I can do that. Hey, Blue, thank you. Thank you so much, Joe, man.
You too. Have a good time up in Indy.
All right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, on his way to West Boca tonight. That little powerhouse up there in West Boca. My God. Woody, where the hell is West Boca High School? I didn't even know last year. They hit the scene, and they are off and running, man, again this year. What a team.
We'll get you out there, man. It's about as far west as you can go.
Okay.
I think you take like Glades or Palmetto, like straight down until
you
hit the end.
You got me going to Sugar Cane Company, making me going out there to see those guys.
Yeah, well, that school didn't exist when I was there.
Glades and Pahokee and all those schools. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Thank Blue for coming on. Don Bailey's going to join us. Mike Florio. So I was talking about NFL power rankings, just curious. And our team, there is not a lot of confidence on what this team's going to do. Just another reason, this first game is so, so important for this Dolphins team to get off to a good start. Anyway, right now I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Boy, I'll tell you what, been talking about them for a long, long time. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing 37 years ago. Yeah, he started with one truck, and he just worked like 20 hours a day. And now it's 37. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but Eric's there. The rest of them been with Eric a long time. And listen, I always tell everybody this. It's about great service. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road. How about that? 135 trucks on. You talk about you make a call, it's a busy and it's crazy, and all of a sudden everybody's air conditioning units going out, and everybody's got all kinds of plumbing problems. They got licensed, experienced plumbers and trained and certified technicians, and they work 7 days a week. So any kind of problems you have. And then I want to let you know, man, when we order air conditioning units, well, we're ordering basically to ourselves because we have a ton of them in a warehouse right behind the offices ready to go for you. Anytime you need a new air conditioning unit, you need a new water heater. We are the water heater kings of South Florida too. We got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go. Same day installation is always a go. Financing plans to help you out. There's a reason. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing have been so successful for so long. Family owned and operated and going stronger than ever. The next time you have a problem, you've seen the billboards. She is part of the family. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Call them.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us before we hit this 8 o'clock hour?
All right, sprinting? Joe. It is my honor to let you know here this morning that we have the biggest fight ever coming up, apparently, in 2026.
What is it?
Tyson and Mayweather, the fight we all wanted.
Oh, my God. Didn't Mike get a big payday on the last one?
He got an enormous payday. They said over 100 million people watched that fight against Jake Paul.
When do people get so stupid? Like, what do you want?
So
you watched Tyson or you paid for?
Tyson is 59. I don't know when his birthday is. He may be 60 by the time this thing goes down.
It's got to be the hardest 59-year-old punch in the world, though.
Yeah.
You get hit with that.
Mayweather is 48. There's a few slight issues in this. The first being that Floyd fights at like 150-ish. Tyson's obviously a heavyweight. So there's a dramatic weight difference.
Is this free? Is this free to the public or is this a pay-per-view?
To be honest, Joe, I didn't see a network attached with this yet. I'm guessing this is going to be a Netflix deal. But I guess.
And they're getting paid. They're getting paid a lot of money. And
I've had enough of these, though, to be quite honest with you. The Tyson-Paul thing felt very staged and very fake. I've had enough of these, man. And this is the best the sport can put together.
Well, this just tells you that people are still – I think this is called an exhibition. Okay. Like, you want to watch them, go back and you can watch all their old fights. They're great. They both had classics, quick knockouts, unbelievable fights. Go watch those. What are we doing?
Yeah. Spring 2026. Those two will do something.
All right.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. But obviously, as Jake Paul showed you, you can't hit, the guy's too old. You can't hit him. You just dance around for a little bit, take the check, and call it a day.
Make a lot of money.
Speaking of making a lot of money, Joe, Bill Belichick. This, by the way, could not have started any better. Could have scripted it better. Story comes
now
out
he's
yesterday
petty.
That Bill Belichick has banned Patriots staffers from being around his program, including scouts.
Why would he want them around us so that
to see his players?
Yeah.
I don't know, but and it also said yesterday there was a bunch of other stuff that kept coming out that. They've made it difficult for other scouts from other teams to be around the program. There's a part of this article that says, when reached by ESPN North Carolina football general manager Michael Lombardi said, good luck, and then hung up the phone. UNC also declined comment.
I'm getting tired of Michael Lombardi's act, too, to be honest. For a guy who used to come on with us, Yeah, I'm not getting tired of it. I get you. You work for Belichick now, but
this is going so perfectly, though, right? It's just really, really going well.
So you decide you're going to be a real Richard now after you lose 48-14 and tell the Patriots because they fired Belichick. This is the way you act after you made $200 million there. Come on.
I wonder if he was tough on his granddaughter girlfriend when he got back to
grandfather,
wherever it is they live up there. That creep show.
Yeah.
All right.
You got your shot in there.
Yeah. Yeah. The NFL Red Zone and ESPN had to pump the brakes yesterday. Boy, did they do some damage control. How about, I don't know who was the biggest puppet for the network yesterday, but Adam Schefter sent out this tweet about how the ads are going to be 0.002% of the actual time that Red Zone is on the air. And these guys were doing some unbelievable damage control. So anyway, they basically came out and said that they're going to have 4 15-second ads in week one.
I mean, it sounds better. I mean,
backlash, but
I understand that, but it's better to hear that than hear like, yeah, we're going to have two minute of time ads and you're going to miss like 17 highlights.
Yeah. I mean, look, you want to make it free, then play your commercials.
By the way, I'm fine with that. They are scrambling. They are in the prevent defense trying to catch up right now.
There is no league that sticks it to their fans worse. And the NBA is really bad, but the NFL just sticks it to their fans so badly. Do you even know where tonight's game is on?
Yes, I do.
What app do I have to load up tonight?
It's on YouTube? I don't know. Is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube tonight.
It's on YouTube? I don't. That's a problem.
I think I saw it was free. I could be wrong on that, but.
You need to check on that, Jamie.
Yeah, let me fact check myself.
We'll keep looking, and it just says on my Yahoo app. It just says YT for TV. YT.
That's YouTube.
Okay.
That's good. You got to get used to seeing YT now. Okay.
Do I have to have a YouTube TV subscription to watch the game?
I don't know.
I saw they got rid of that like pirate station that Stream East. They finally caught the people who were behind that thing, the big streaming pirate site.
I think it's going to be a good game tonight, though. I think that Chargers-Kansas City Chiefs game is going to be a good one.
I'd love to watch it.
Well, maybe you can. Nancy Negative, maybe you will be able to and you won't have to pay.
I'm going to need your login, it looks like, at this point. You don't have YouTube.
Why are you asking me that? How do I know? Why are you asking me?
You're an Xfinity.
I have no idea. Call my wife.
All right. By the way, if anyone knows how to watch this game, let us know. We'd be forever in your debt. Caitlin Clark last night, right after the game kicked off, by the way, kind of lost in a little bit here, announced that she will be out for the rest of the season.
Ooh.
For the WNBA.
League takes a hit.
I'm sure the rest of the players were thrilled to hear that news.
Probably.
They don't like her.
God. I talked to all of them. They all friggin' hate her.
She does not seem well liked.
Anytime somebody's a lot more popular than everybody else, I'm guessing there's some jealousy in there. Some girls go, I'm a lot better than she is. I've been in this league a long time. And even though she's been great for our league and helped me make more money and the contracts are bigger, I still don't like her.
410 helped us out here, by the way, with this broadcast tonight. He had to call us a moron, or at least call me a moron in there as well. He said, it's on YouTube, you moron, not YouTube TV. Okay. Fair enough.
I did look it up. It does say completely free.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Are you happy now so you can stop the negativity on the game tonight? Enjoy yourself. And you better watch it, Jerky.
I am watching.
After making a big deal. I don't want to hear your wife and kids saying they want to go do something till midnight.
You need that Eagles-Chiefs money line parlay to hit.
All right.
Regular YouTube, free. We're getting told. Beautiful. I got to tell you, man.
Your attitude maybe will change a little bit from being so friggin'.
You know.
Hold on a sec. Let me check.
Hey, by the way, if we didn't have this conversation right now, I'd be getting my phone be ringing 7:45 tonight.
How do I find the game? That is true. I have done that to you.
You have done that to me.
Woody, where the hell is this game? No, the other one is, Woody, how do I get in to see my insurance and stuff? How do I get into my account again?
What's YT? You better call out West, by the way.
Yeah.
Help your pops out.
Yeah, I will.
Tell him he's going to look at the thing. YT.
Well, he won't get it. He's still got to go through. My sister's going to have to get involved in that. She does all that stuff. She just tells you, Dad, are you sure you want this too now? They all cost money.
You know what's nice about this, though, by the way? Like during commercials, if you're on YouTube, you could watch some card openings during the commercials.
I really don't want to watch, with everything going on tonight, card openings.
Well, no, you do it during commercials.
Okay.
There's nothing else going on.
What else you have?
Card
openings. Actually, there is some big stuff going on tonight in the world of tennis.
Oh, you got men's semis?
Yes.
All right. I got you on that one. Our final one here, Joe, we'll send you off a little memorabilia for the weekend.
Yeah, give me
here.
A little something.
We had the Darth Vader lightsaber. Remember we talked about this one?
Yes.
Sold for $3.6 million.
Gosh. What?
Yeah, the Star Wars stuff is incredibly popular. So how about this? Disney made more than $1 billion just in 2024 alone on Star Wars merchandise. Over $12 billion last year on the franchise as a whole.
We went to a city. We were going to NFL for one of the games, and the hotel we were staying at or next to it, all these people dressed up in those
Star
outfits.
Wars convention. Nerds?
Yes.
How you want to call them?
All different size nerds. Yes, that's what I was trying to think of
all
a nice word.
Size?
Like smaller people, big people. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
I understand.
But you don't say that anymore.
You can't because you've been banned from saying it, but I do understand what you're saying.
All right. You done? Are
someone
you
said to stop calling me negative. I just tell it how it is.
Yeah, right.
Hey, bro, listen. I just
YouTube. Oh, gosh. How much they getting?
The greed of the NFL sucks.
Then stop. Then don't watch it.
It's tricky, by the way. You know, I have to.
Don't watch it.
I had to get help last night logging in.
All right.
I'm in a large password sharing network, but, you know.
It was really hard to get into NBC last night.
Sometimes, you know.
NBC was hard to watch last night, huh? Now NBC.
Well, you got to go to the app, don't you?
No.
What, do you have rabbit ears on your TV?
It was on NBC last night.
I know it was on NBC, but.
So what are you saying?
It's just part of the past.
So there you go. It was thing, and he just made something up. The game was on NBC last night.
I had to watch it on the app. Oh, I had to watch it on the
app. All right. Whatever. Everything, man. Everything's difficult. I got to tell you, man, you don't wear me out on a Friday with you. Seriously. If you can somewhat try to be positive just occasionally, it'd really be nice, man. You ever hear people go, I can't be around that guy. He's negative all the time. You're getting to be that guy.
Call me and ask me how to find the game tonight.
I'm not. Trust me.
You better find someone else in your house.
You will not be on my thoughts tonight. I got a daughter can help me.
Good.
Hey, we got to go to break. 8 o'clock hours coming up. We'll be back with Nancy in just a second. We'll join us and talk to him. But Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, love talking about those guys, man, and the work they're doing. I'm talking about the partners of Cohn and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys. And I want to let you know, South Florida, nobody's going to treat you the way Harvey and Gary are and get you the results. That's what it's about. Same partners who handle your case from the time you walk through that front door after you meet them or they come out and meet you, handle your case from start to finish, 30-plus years of experience each, and big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results and small enough just to call you back. I tell everybody, go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews and what people are saying about them. Hey, the big thing about them is this. It's about communication, and it's about something a lot of other law firms aren't doing. It's funny how a lot of law firms and the people you see on the ads don't actually handle cases. They're just the front guy. It's my name on the law firm, and they don't do any of the work. I don't know. I see that. I didn't know that. I thought, hey, those are the guys doing it. Hey, I'd like to have that guy. You know, I'll call him. But it's a little handoff to a bunch of lawyers in another room and give them a bunch of cases to handle. And sometimes you feel like you're not important. And if you're feeling that way right now, it happens all the time. Go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews. They're saying great things about them. Made us feel like we were their only client is one of my favorites that I read. Hey, I'm telling you right now, great results, great people who care. You can always get a hold of. Hey, they understand when you've been injured. That you want people to understand that you want to know how your case is going, and they will let you know. You can always get a hold of them, 866-FAIR-FEE, or go to CohnandJudah.com. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.